Italian actor Marcello Mastroianni died today in Paris of cancer. He was 72. In a film career spanning nearly 50 years, Mastroianni appeared in 120 films. He won 2 Best Actor Awards at the Cannes Film Festival and was nominated 3 times for an Oscar. He is best remembered for his work with director Federico Fellini on classics such as 8 and a Half and La Dolce Vita. NPR's Michael Goldfarb reports.
A time, a place, a face. Cinema can combine all 3 to define a period in history. The time, 1960, the place, Rome, the face belonged to Marcello Mastroianni, and the film was La Dolce Vita. La Dolce Vita took a sardonic look at the post-war high life in Rome. It contains one of the most famous images in cinema history, and one of the great images of that decade, Marcello Mastroianni, in the role of a world-weary reporter, frolicking in the Fountain of Trevi with the voluptuous Anita Ekberg. The film was directed by Federico Fellini, with whom Mastroianni had acted when they were students at the University of Rome. Derek Malcolm, film critic of Britain's Guardian newspaper, said Fellini was looking for a particular non-star quality when he cast his old college friend.
He was only cast in La Dolce Vita when Fellini said, "You've got such an ordinary face, you're just the man we want."
But it wasn't an ordinary face. It was a handsome, though not pretty, face. It was also an astonishingly expressive face. The actor could convey, without apparent effort, humor, bemusement, weariness, and occasionally lust and anger. It was a perfect canvas on which the great Italian directors of the era could paint. He played opposite the most beautiful women in the movies, Sophia Loren, Catherine Deneuve, with whom he had a daughter. The name Marcello became synonymous with being a Latin lover, an image Mastroianni abhorred. He claimed in an interview, "I'm not a sex addict. I can't help my looks." But he was undeniably a star, and according to critic Derek Malcolm, unique among post-war European film actors.
You know, Europe has always complained bitterly that they haven't got the stars to compete with Hollywood. Well, they did have one, and he was Mastroianni. There's no doubt about that. He lasted for damn nearly 50 years. You know, he is one of the very few European stars whom you can put up there with people like Cary Grant and Gary Cooper. He had exactly the same power on the screen.
Mastroianni came to be seen as the perfection of Italian masculinity, courtly, solicitous, adoring of women. Tonight in Rome, the lights of the Trevi Fountain were dimmed and black crepe hung around it. Mastroianni continued to work even as pancreatic cancer gnawed at him. His last film, just released in the U.S., is called, appropriately, 3 Lives and Only 1 Death. I'm Michael Goldfarb in London.